Hey, tonight, CBS, it's Everybody Loves Raymond, and Ray Romano, the star from there, is going to be appearing at the Capitol Center for the Arts, Suzanne.
All right, he's going to do a stand-up routine.
His whole stand-up routine, that's right. On Thursday night, still some great seats available, and we've got Ray with us this morning. Hey, Ray.
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
How are you this morning?
Not bad.
Great to have you along here. Of course, Ray, you got to be in an especially good mood here. They renewed the show.
Yeah, they renewed us for 26.
Check that out.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm in a good mood if you know my character.
Well, why do you say that?
I'm just pessimistic. That's what fuels me. That's what keeps me going.
It's that whole energy thing going, you know?
Yeah, just knowing something can go wrong. I don't like to get overconfident.
Now, is it unusual to renew for 26? I mean, what's the going thing, like 13 or something?
Well, the season is usually 22.
Right.
So the fact that they want 26 next year is a good sign, and they've already said that it might even go to 28, which is like kind of like unheard of. I think Drew Carey did 28 this year, but that's the most any show's done.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty. CBS likes us. Yeah,
that's excellent, man. Now, who are you up against on CBS? Or not against? I mean, with, after, or whatever.
We're up after Cosby.
After Cosby.
Cosby's on at 8, and we're on at 8:30.
Good spot, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's as far as sitcoms go, Cosby and our show are the highest rated sitcoms on CBS. So
that's a nice thing.
Yeah, it's better than late. Last year we were on Fridays, which was pretty not that good.
Friday's not a great TV night, yeah.
Well, not for adults.
No, that's for sure. No,
we were like a top 80 show last year, and not that I'm complaining.
No, I got you. Well, I mean, if you're into watching Teenage Witches, I suppose it's good.
Yeah, that's the problem. Even in my house, I got a zero share in my own house because my daughter wouldn't watch us. Yeah,
that's pretty bad when you're not playing to your own family.
Yeah, we couldn't play.
Ray's going to be at the Capitol Center for the Arts on Thursday night, 7:30. Now, Ray, maybe we ought to prepare people here. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be expecting to see Ray Barone when you get up on stage there, you know?
Well, they'll see him.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll hear him. I mean, my character is pretty close to who I am in real life, but it's stand-up and it's my act, and it's a little more freer, a little more edgier, you know?
Right.
I mean, I do talk... I draw on real life. I draw on my family and my kids and all that for my humor. But, you know, it's funny because I find now when I do stand-up, people come just for the... who know me as on the TV show.
Right.
They don't know me as a stand-up. The minute I do something a little risque, and believe me, it's as clean as you can get, but it's slightly, you know, risque, the subject matter or whatever.
Right.
You see a little bit of reaction, like, oh my.
Should we have brought the kids tonight?
but you can bring...
Absolutely.
Bring whoever you want.
Yeah. Do you hate it when people come up to you, right? You know, they know you're a stand-up guy. They come up to you and say, hey, Ray, say something funny.
Yeah, I do, in case you're thinking of doing that. I mean, there are some guys who are always on, you know, comedians who are always on even when they're off stage, and I think you can tell that I'm not one of them.
Well, listen, that's right. It's early in the morning. I mean, people are just waking up here, you know.
No
problem. How'd you get started in this whole business, Ray?
I started stand-up like 13 years ago.
Right.
I was dating a girl, and at the time it was her birthday. And I was trying to think of a unique gift, and also trying to save money. And someone had told me about audition night at the Improv in New York City, and I said this would be a neat date for her birthday. And I came up with 4 minutes of lame material, and I went on, and I fell in love with stand-up there, and I fell out of love with her.
Wow! You really put yourself on the line for this girl, didn't you?
Yeah, it was more to save money. I was broke.
Wouldn't some flowers or something be nice, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, not bad. Well, Ray Romano, you can catch him tonight at the, on Thursday night, I should say, at the Capitol Center for the Arts. Still some great tickets available.
We'll have some fun.
Do you like hecklers, by the way? Do you get hecklers?
I like seeing them at other comedian shows. I get a kick out of that.
Honest man, I like this.
Yeah. But they don't need to, you know, they don't have to, well, let them come. What the hell? How are ticket sales? If we need the hecklers, bring them in.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, hey, well, all comers at this point.
Yeah, fill the seats.
Hey, how cool was it being discovered on The Tonight Show? When I say discovered, I mean 1991, but I mean that was really a first big break with Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah, well, that was great. That was like 5 months before he retired.
Wow.
I mean, every comic kind of dreams of that, and I just got in under the gun, and... it was unbelievable. It's, you know, you don't even remember doing it, and it hits you like about a month later. You're driving in your car, and you think, Holy crap, I did the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How nervous are you in the green room waiting for...
I was numb an hour before, 2 hours before in my hotel room when I was getting ready to go. I was showering and I'm thinking to myself, this is the shower that I'm taking to do the Tonight Show.
Oh, great.
And I really felt numb, and I don't know how, but I calmed down when I got there to the studio. They show you where you're going to stand and whatever, and it kind of calms you down a little, but you just plow through it, you know?
And the worst thing anybody can say is, don't be nervous.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
But that was pretty cool. Now I got another big thing coming up. Actually, 2 days after New Hampshire, I'm going to perform for Clinton.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, I am. The White House Press Correspondents Dinner, which I'm numb now.
Now, Ray, come on, level with me. Are you gonna do Monica and Paula jokes here?
See, here's the thing. The guy who organizes it, and he says, you know, we want to hire you to perform for the president. And I said, are you sure? I don't do political humor.
Right.
I don't even keep up on political events. And he said, we're going to pay you double. Yeah. I'm getting paid not to do political humor. It's kind of like with the way they pay farmers not to grow wheat.
I gotcha. We're going to get the safest guys we can in here.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
As a matter of fact, I'm being sequestered between now and then.
Well, you're going to be getting a call from Kenneth Starr, I'm sure, very soon.
Yeah, I know.
Just keep an eye on that phone there.
I don't think I can do any... I mean, I'll do comment on where I am and all that, but I don't think I'll mention Monaco.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond. You can catch him tonight, of course, on CBS. And when you watch it tonight, you can say, hey, I heard him on Kevin's show this week.
Yeah.
And there you go. And then, of course, you can catch him Thursday at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord. 7:30 show. Still some great seats available. Ray, we thank you so much for being along here with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
There you go. Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Very cool guy.
Nice guy, huh? Yeah.